Stereophonics, seems like you don't know me. That is our record of the week on Radio X. Kelly Jones is going to be joining us for a chat on Friday morning. Can't wait to chat to Kelly all about the new album.
Win with Radio X.
Now, all this week, we are giving you the chance to win tickets to some of the biggest gigs that are happening this year. And this morning, it is a pair of tickets to see Catfish and the Bottlemen at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium on the 1st of August. So Catfish and the Bottlemen, obviously, I don't need to explain them to you. Brilliant band, much loved band, huge following, great. Tottenham Hotspur Stadium, despite the football that takes place in that stadium, is one of the most incredible venues I've ever seen. In fact, I think it's the best stadium I've ever been to.
Really?
It's insanely good. It's mad. I've been there for lots of football. I've also seen Red Hot Chili Peppers there. It is just the most modern, unbelievable stadium you could ever imagine. So, to give these tickets away, I thought we'd call on our very own chart-topping musician, Mr. Dominic Byrne.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Who will give us an instrumental rendition of a well-known song by Catfish and the Bottlemen, and then you have to correctly guess the track. Now, you've spent a lot of this morning, whilst we've been playing some songs and stuff, practicing.
Yeah, loosening up the fingers.
How do you feel you are with the song?
It's an interpretation.
Is it?
What I like to do, as opposed to a kind of, you know, follow the notes.
Right.
Don't get bogged down with don't get bogged down with a tune.
Because just moments ago, off air, you said to producer Eric, actually, can I listen to it one more time, please?
Yeah.
Okay, well, it's on a children's keyboard that cost £8, and it's awful. Yes. And the buttons make a really loud noise.
Yeah, they do. It's very clunky.
That sort of drown out the notes. But in this instance, might be useful. So, Dominic Byrne, are you ready?
I am. Shall I fire her up?
Please do, yes. Thank you very much.
Good.
So, get ready and try and work out which well-known Catfish and the Bottlemen song Dominic Byrne is playing for you this morning.
All right.
Thank you. There it is. Sorry, I'm just quite moved, actually. Just a bit teary.
It can do that to your music.
It can, can't it? Dominic Byrne, producer Big Sigh, for some reason, would like you to do it one more time.
Really?
I don't know why, because obviously it was so clear that
so
time.
Good, that's why. You ready?
Yeah.
Gotta have that at the end.
Yeah, it's important. So to win tickets and to see Catfish and the Bottlemen, you need to guess what song Dom was playing.
Yeah.
Was it A7 or B, Kathleen? A7 or B, Kathleen? Text the word win, followed by your answer to 83936. So that's win, followed by either A or B to 83936. You've got the length of the next track to enter, which is going to be Kings of Leon and Fans. After that, we'll close the lines and select a correct answer at random from all the entries to win. Text will cost your standard network rate. You've got to be 18 or over and in the UK to enter. All the T's and C's are at radiox.co.uk.
Win with Radio X.
Ryan says, was he punching the keyboard?
No, that's literally just how plasticky and whatever. And Jake's just said, sometimes cover versions can be too recognisable. Thankfully, Dom hasn't fallen into that trap. Quite right.
It sounds like he's playing a musical typewriter.
Yeah.
In a good way.
In a really good way.
Yeah. Right. Well, if you think you can tell us what that track is, you could be off to see Catfish and the Bottlemen in August. This is Kings of Leon on Radio X.
Can't believe it, me. And all the bros trapped.
Of Leon fans on Radio X. So, if you entered to win Catfish in the Bottom End tickets, the lines are now closed. So, well done. If you guess the answer correctly, then you could be off to see Catfish in the Bottom End in August this year at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. So, best of luck. Keep an eye on your phone. We might just be giving you a call back.
Radio X. With the new all-electric Škoda Elroq. Jump in. Book a test drive now. X.
So, are Suntex exterior paints really rain-resistant?
Yes.
And sun-resistant?
Of course.
And dirt-resistant?
You betcha.
And rain-resistant?
You've already said rain.
Yeah. Well, this is the UK, isn't it?
With up to 15 years trusted durability, protect your home from all Mother Nature throws at it with Santex. View our full exterior range and find your nearest stockist at santexpaints.com. Santex. If it's outside, we've got it covered.
From the underworld of Guy Ritchie, Mobland.
Name's Conrad Harrigan, family man. And if you cross my family, well, you'd better pray.
The Paramount Plus original series.
We shake the right hands, break the wrong ones.
Right now, I am in first gear. Would you like to see me shift to six?
Starring Tom Hardy, Pierce Brosnan and Helen Mirren.
We've got everyone where we want them.
Mobland. Stream exclusively on Paramount Plus. T's and C's apply. Subscription required. 18 plus.
It's not in my bag. In the car? Nope. Oh, what if I dropped it on the train?
If you've lost your card, you can freeze it till you find it with the Barclays app or order a new one in just a few taps. Whether it's lost, damaged or stolen, our app will put you right back in control so you can relax knowing your account is safe and secure.
Right then, better order a new card. Now, where did I leave my glasses?
Search Barclays app today. Barclays, make money work for you. You need to be 11 or over to use the app. T's and C's apply.
Bruno. Looking to electrify your business? There couldn't be a better time with Renault Vans. Our award-winning e-tech electric van range will help you make the switch. Choose from Renault Kangoo, Traffic or new Master e-tech electric and enjoy Renault's cutting-edge e-tech technology today. Now available with 0% APR. Search Renault e-tech electric vans. Mobilize financial services, business users only. Hire and lease purchase. Offer ends 30th of June 2025. T's and C's apply.
Wagamama, a place for catch-ups over crispy katsu, freshly made to order. First dates, nervously sharing bites of hot honey chicken, still steaming from the wok. Or family treats with tiny hands diving fingers first into tasty mini yakisoba. Whatever the occasion, at Wagamama, we're here for the moments that matter.
You're curious, inquisitive. You've heard about People's Postcode Lottery and you want to join. Just sign up using your postcode and you'll be automatically entered into all draws. And with a share of £15.6 million to be won in our May draws, your postcode could be next. For the chance to win, sign up before midnight on the 30th of April. Is your door in the draw? People's Postcode Lottery manage lotteries on behalf of good causes. 18 plus conditions apply. Play responsibly. Not available in Northern Ireland.
Johnny Vaughan.
A member of the audience returning from the loo objected to being told to wait for a break in the action. There should be weak bladder seats. I'm surprised on the Antiques Roadshow they've never had a theatrical bottle, these were called. Because in the old days, people, of course, couldn't get out and these bottles would be handed down the row. Yes.
Oh.
But it would have some special name.
Yeah.
Like a noggin. Could you pass the noggin?
Clock off with Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
This afternoon from 4.
With British Airways Holidays, choose from over 40 European destinations from London Gatwick.
Radio X. Radio X.
The Chris Moyle Show.
The Chris Moyle Show with Toby Tarrant.
Radio X.
Gallagher, Wall of Glass on Radio X.
Win with Radio X.
Okay. So, yeah, all this week we are giving you the chance to win tickets to some brilliant gigs. And this morning, I'm giving you the chance to see Catfish and the Bottlemen at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. And so, a little bit earlier on, Dominic Byrne attempted to play a famous Catfish and the Bottlemen song. And yeah. Dominic Byrne, this is how it sounded. Minga.
All right.
In the cold light of day, are you happy with that?
Delighted, actually.
Good. As you should be.
Yeah. Very, very true to the original.
So you had to guess which song Dominic Byrne was playing on a child's keyboard, and this is how it should have sounded. And I beg you, but you know I'm never home. And I love you, but I need another year alone.
Indistinguishable.
Yeah, stupidly, I played your clip again. I don't know if Van McCann's listening, but Dom, are you available?
Yeah, absolutely.
If they need anyone on a children's keyboard.
Yes, please.
So well done. The answer was 7. A7 was the answer that you needed. So very, very well done if you guessed that correctly. Lots of you did because Dom did such a wonderful job.
Thank you.
But only one of you can win these tickets. Only one of you can be off to see Catfish and the Bottlemen at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium in August. And that winner is on line two. Are you there, Robin?
Oh my God, yes.
Well done, Robin. You just won tickets.
Oh my God. Thank you so much.
You're so very welcome. You're so very welcome. Whereabouts are you, Robin?
I'm in Wythenshawe.
Oh, very nice.
In Manchester.
Yeah. Oh, very nice. Now, have you seen Catfish and the Bottlemen before?
No, I haven't. I'm supposed to be seeing them in Wythenshawe. Well, not Wythenshawe. In Manchester, Heaton Park, in the summer.
Oh, nice.
So seeing them a second time will be amazing.
Oh, lovely. Lovely, lovely. Now, who are you going to take with you, Robin?
That's a very good question. I need to double check first before I say who I'm taking.
Okay.
You're going to get lots of texts now, Robin.
Hopefully.
Yeah, you will.
Yeah,
you
people you haven't heard of for like 2 years. Your old geography teacher. Robin, I always liked you.
Yeah, exactly.
oh, well, very nice. And what are you doing today? What are you up to?
I'm just going to go to work.
Yeah, just going to go to work.
What do you do, Robin?
Yeah. I work in customer services, so I chat to lovely people, new mums that are about to have babies.
Oh, lovely.
What?
There's a baby theme this week.
Yesterday it was a nurse who delivers babies.
Yeah.
Now it's customer service talking to women who are about to have babies. This is lovely.
Isn't it a lovely thing?
Very nice. Very nice. Well, we won't keep you from that. It sounds rather important, Robin, but have a lovely day and enjoy Catfish and the Bottlemen this summer.
I will do. Thank you very much. You guys have a good day too.
Thanks. Cheers Robin. Bye-bye.
See you later.
With Radio X.
Moyles is going to start thinking I've rigged this.
Yeah.
Just lovely, polite women who work in industries that look after newborn babies.
It's perfect.
That's who we're giving away tickets to tomorrow.
That's it.
no pressure, but tomorrow, you better not let us down. It better be somebody who looks after newborn children. Well done. And tomorrow, we are giving away more tickets. How are you at playing the Maccabees on a children's keyboard?
I mean, let's see.
Yeah.
Let's all find out together.
Yes. We've got your chance to see these chaps, the Maccabees, who are back this year at All Points East. That is tomorrow morning. Make sure you're listening to that. Can't wait to see these guys live. Pelican on Radio X. Sassoon wet, Sassoon wet, Sassoon wet to old carry. And we knew it, and we knew it, and we knew we only had a little while. In the middle, in the middle, in the middle, just keep ticking over. Before you know it, before you know it, before you know it, parent to parent, no. To have it all, to have it all, to have it all, still one more. One thing's for sure, one thing's for sure, one thing's for sure, we're all getting older. So we take a lover, so we take a lover, so we take a lover, waiting in the corner. And before you know it, before you know it.
went, so soon went, too old to carry. And we knew it, and we knew it, and we knew we only had a little while. In the middle, in the middle, in the middle, just keep ticking over. And before you know it, before you know it, before you know it, pair and a pair and go.
This is Radio X.
I've been honest, I've never been impressed by your friends from New York. Till you realize that you've dressed yourself in time. Because the man's needs a fire greed, a fire greed, a man's needs, a war's done me. A man's needs, a fire greed, a fire greed, a man's needs. What you say or how you dress, I'm a mess, or you've always seen in balance. But really, this all seems quite meaningless when I remember that you never seem to see the fact that mass needs a final greed, a final greed, a mass needs a war.
Hello to Dan, who said, Toby, keep up the bangers. Loving the Cribs on Radio X. Yeah, the Cribs, Men's Needs on Radio X. Before that, the Maccabees, Pelican. Can you milk a pelican? Who knows? Now, on the way after 8 o'clock, we are going to be chatting to Jenny Faulkner, who is... Can you milk a falcon? Who is currently on Smooth Breakfast on the floor below us.
Yes.
So we're going to nick her for a bit. She's going to have to play a really long Whitney song.
Yeah.
So we're going to nick Jenny Faulkner because she has run loads of marathons. She loves running.
Yeah, I mean, obsessed with running.
Obsessed with running. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Loves it. Hosts the brilliant podcast Run Pod, which mm-hmm. I've been a guest on.
Yeah.
And Johnny Vaughan's been a guest on.
You're a famous runner as well.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
You've done a marathon, haven't you?
Well, I was on very early episode of Run Pod when she was really scraping the barrel.
Right.
And then since then, I think she's had like Mo Farah.
Ah.
And I think his episode's more popular than mine, weirdly. But yeah, so she's an absolute marathon expert. So we're going to get some advice from her. Because if you are running a marathon this Sunday, it's the London Marathon. There's a few marathons across the UK. Then Jenny Faulkner is the person that you need to hear from that we could easily get hold of.
Radio X.
With the new all-electric Skoda Enyaq. With a spacious and flexible interior. X.
Car owners, you could be owed thousands in compensation. If you bought a car on finance from 2007 onwards, it may have been sold with hidden commissions. My claim group is working hard to help. So, even if you've forgotten your details, make sure you check. Text CLAIM to 86688. My claim group is authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. Text CLAIM to 86688.
Claims made simple.
Wagamama, a place for catch-ups over crispy katsu, freshly made to order. First dates nervously sharing bites of hot honey chicken still steaming from the wok. Or family treats with tiny hands diving fingers first into tasty mini yakisoba. Whatever the occasion, at Wagamama, we're here for the moments that matter.
Can I get a woo-woo? Oh, yeah.
Whoa there. Victoria's had a Friday night to remember. But now she's outside in the pouring rain and...
You are joking. We've got no data. How are we going to get home?
But then she remembers she's with EE.
Yes, Uber still works.
So then she...
Uber's on me, guys. Should we get a kebab?
Use essential apps like Uber and WhatsApp on the UK's best network, even when you run out of data. Search EE Mobile.
Stay connected at 0.5 megabits per second. Terms apply.
Excuse me. Inflatable unicorn coming through.
Ooh. Why are you wearing that?
Just got my last bit sorted at post office. Travel money card, currency, travel insurance. Got the passport sorted. I'm holiday ready. Next up, cocktails by the pool.
Get holiday ready with less faff. We can help with that. Pop into your local branch or search post office travel. Travel money card issued by First Rate Exchange Services Limited, pursuant to license by MasterCard International.
And the winner of What Car's Best Plug-in Hybrid of the Year is the MG HS Plug-in Hybrid. With up to 75 miles of electric range and starting from just £31,995, it's an award-winning blend of style, efficiency and innovation. Plus, take a test drive and get £1,000 off when you purchase. The MG HS Plug-in Hybrid, leading the way in award-winning innovation. Book your test drive today at ng.co.uk. WLTP mileage may vary. T's and C's apply.
Radio X. News update. Next.
Have you ever wondered what becoming a lotto millionaire sounds like?
You want to sit down? I can confirm that you have won £1 million indeed.
That's Terry finding out he'd won £1 million.
Yes, oh my God.
Lotto from the National Lottery. Will you be the next millionaire? Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
Hi there, Wednesday morning, Toby Tarrant in for Chris Moyles. Just gone 8 o'clock. This is the latest from Dominic Byrne.
From Global's newsroom, new rules will see police officers who fail background checks automatically sacked. It'll be a legal requirement for serving officers to pass vetting. It's something the Met Police Commissioner has been pushing for. Fraser Knight has more on this for Radio X.
Senior police officers have been calling for this for some time as they desperately try to clean up their ranks and rebuild confidence and trust. Sir Mark Rowley even accused officials of dragging their feet on changing the regulations. But now, the Home Secretary says she's going to make it right.
In other news this morning, a Ukraine peace summit is taking place in London later. Officials from Ukraine, as well as the US, France and Germany will be there. Vladimir Putin has reportedly offered to stop Russia's invasion at the current front line. Defence Secretary John Healey says allies must remain united in their support.
This war was never just about the fate of one nation. It's about not allowing national borders to be redrawn by force. It's about preventing aggressors across the world from being emboldened to threaten the security of all nations.
The Chancellor is heading to Washington later to continue a push for a US-UK trade deal. Rachel Reeves will be meeting her American counterpart. It's after Donald Trump's tariffs have hit the economy. And Elon Musk says he's going to focus more on Tesla and less on Donald Trump's administration. Profits have fallen by more than 70% now at his car company. That's in the first few months of this year.
Sport.
Manchester City are up to third in the Premier League as the battle for Champions League spots continue. A 94th-minute goal by Nunes saw them beat Aston Villa 2-1 at the Etihad last night. Liverpool could be crowned champions tonight if Arsenal lose at home to Crystal Palace. But Arsenal boss Mikel Arteta is insisting they want the title race to continue for as long as possible.
I don't need any motivation to win a football match in the Premier League. Our incentive is to win our game and do our best to continue with the run that we are in right now. The rest we cannot control.
And Emma Raducanu says she's in no rush to appoint a full-time coach. The British tennis number two is in action at the Madrid Open later, taking on Susan Lehmans. Fellow Brit Katie Bolter made it through to the second round yesterday.
Weather.
With eBay. From brake pads to engine oil, get your vehicle MOT ready.
Don't have to say who she beat.
You bottled it.
No,
you didn't. Absolute bottle job.
Well, she did actually made it through.
Who did she beat? I'd really like to know who she beat in the tennis, actually.
Are you talking... Now, be specific. Who are you talking about? Katie Bolter here?
Yeah.
Okay, well, she beat, as we know, Katerina Siniviskova. Yesterday.
Good player.
So that was good. Very good player. Bit of rain clearing from the southeast of England. Most places should be dry, bright with a bit of sunshine today. 17 degrees is the high. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Dominic Byrne.
I don't want Liverpool to win the league tonight.
No, it's a weird situation, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a tough.
We want Liverpool to win the league, but
it's a tough life, isn't it?
Isn't it, Joe?
Oh, when do we win the league?
Yeah.
That is the problem, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going up to Anfield on Sunday.
Yeah.
So I'd like to be there.
Yes. I can't see Crystal Palace beating Arsenal today.
No, plus seven, they've got the FA Cup semi-final this weekend, haven't they?
True, so yeah.
They'll have one eye on that as well. And Arsenal have got one eye on PSG. Yeah, PSG.
PSG they've got,
next week as well.
Yeah.
Crystal Palace, if you can do us a favour and not beat Arsenal tonight so that I can be there when we win the league on Sunday.
Definitely.
I mean, we are, of course, assuming that Liverpool beat Tottenham on Sunday.
That's true.
But Liverpool will beat Tottenham on Sunday.
This is Radio X.
From Global, Toby Tarrant.
Radio X.
So yeah, it is the London Marathon on Sunday. Loads of marathons happening on Sunday.
Mm.
But obviously London's the biggie. And so we have got the loveliest lady in radio, Jenny Faulkner, joining us for a chat a bit later because she's run loads of marathons. Yeah. Loads. She hosts a running podcast called Run Pod as well. So we're going to nick her from downstairs. She's on Smooth Breakfast at the minute. And we're going to chat to her and she's going to give you some advice ahead of the London Marathon on Sunday or whatever marathon you might be running. So very much looking forward to that. Also, we need to talk about the Traitors lineup, celebrity Traitors.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
Traitors.
I'm so excited. So yeah, Jenny Faulkner joining us in a tick. Celebrity Traitors lineup's been announced as well. If you haven't seen it, it's very, very, very good. 8:05, Wednesday morning, Kaiser Chiefs, Oh My God on Radio X.
Time on your side, it will never end. The most beautiful thing you can ever spend. But you work in a shirt with your name tag on it. Drifting apart like a plate tectonic. It don't matter to me. Time spent dragging the past up. I didn't see you not looking when I messed up. Settling down in your early 20s. Suck more blood than a backstreet dentist. It don't matter to me. It's all I wanted to be. It's a million miles from here. Somewhere more familiar. Far away from home. And oh my God, I can't believe it. I've never been this far.
Truth be told,
All American Rejects gives you hell on Radio X Wednesday morning. Toby Tarrant in for Chris Moyles. Now, very excited to say that the Celebrity Traitors lineup has been confirmed. I love the Traitors.
Me too.
I never watch really reality stuff.
No, I came to it late. I didn't see the first series, which I've now gone back and watched. The second series was great.
Yes.
And the last series was awesome.
Yes. I also never get starstruck, and I saw Wilf from season one, Liverpool Lime Street Station, and I never, ever do this. And I went, Wilf! and he gave me a thumbs up.
Ah.
It's brilliant. I love it.
And genius television.
And it is genius television. And normally, when a good TV show comes along, I'm like, do we need a celebrity version?
Mm.
But two things. This lineup's great.
Mm.
And secondly, I do think that the non-celebrity players are getting quite wise to how the game works and starting to second-guess the producers and stuff a bit. Whereas I feel like the celebrities will just be quite a breath of fresh air in that regard.
Mm.
I'd love to do it. Like, would you do it?
I would love to do it. I wouldn't be very good at it, I don't think.
I know statistically I think you have more chance of winning if you are a traitor.
Yes.
But the stress isn't worth it.
No.
You have to live a lie every second of the day.
Yeah.
For 3 weeks.
I can't really make eye contact with someone if I'm lying to them either.
Yeah.
It's tricky, isn't it?
You know the bit at the beginning where Claudia goes around and she taps people on the shoulders and she chooses who's going to be a traitor and then they all take off the blindfold? I would take off the blindfold and I would be bright red just looking at everyone like...
Just going, wow. Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello. So, anybody get tapped on the shoulder? Because I didn't.
Exactly.
Oh, I really wanted to be a traitor, but I'm not.
Oh, well, never mind.
Some of them, it's terrifying how good they are at it.
Yeah.
Like, if you were married to Wilf, you'd be like, hang on.
Yeah, yeah. Who was the Scouser in it on the last series? She was brilliant.
Yeah.
Mina. She was so good.
Mina was amazing at it, wasn't she? Yeah. So the line now, the only devastating thing about the lineup, whoever started this rumour had, you know, I don't know how you sleep at night, because there were rumours circling around that Bob Mortimer was going to be on it.
Mm.
And Bob Mortimer is not on it.
Oh, is he not?
He's not on
it. Oh, I saw his name linked to it.
He was linked to it massively. I honestly thought that if Bob Mortimer does The Traitors, then we might as well just cancel TV.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because you're never getting better than that.
No.
They must have asked him. Oh, Bob.
Next series, Bob.
Imagine, because, do you know why? I wonder, right? Because The Traitors, the reason it works is everyone gets so into it. It's so intense.
Yes.
And the round tables, because it must be difficult when you aren't lying and someone's outright accusing you of lying. But I don't think Bob's capable of taking anything seriously.
No.
Bob would just be laughing the whole time. And I wonder if the producers were like, the show only works if people get really into it and take it. And Bob is incapable of taking anything seriously. But the lineup, Stephen Fry.
Mm.
With your producer's head on, who are you making traitors? You get to choose three of these people that I'm going to list, okay? Stephen Fry.
Okay.
Alan Carr. Nick Mohammed.
Yes.
Tom Daly. Joe Marler, the rugby player. I won't do all of them.
Mm.
Jonathan Ross. Paloma Faith. Joe Wilkinson. Claire Balding. Lucy Beaumont. Charlotte Church. Kate Garraway. That's a good lineup.
That's a very good lineup. It's a really good lineup.
It's an unbelievable lineup. Mm. It's an unbelievable lineup. Who are you making a traitor in there?
Now, Nick Mohammed would be great.
I reckon he'd be awful at it.
Do you? I think he'd be good. Because he's been into our show quite a lot.
Yeah.
And he's got a real poker face.
Mm.
He's saying funny stuff, but in a really kind of deadpan.
Yes.
He's very calm as well.
Right, okay, interesting.
I think he'd be good traitor, actually.
I think...
He wouldn't like it, but I think he'd be good at it.
Lucy Beaumont, not a chance.
No.
Lucy Beaumont would be hopeless. Now, I feel like Stephen Fry, they're not going to make a traitor, but he'll get voted out because everyone would be terrified of Stephen Fry because he's so intelligent.
Yeah.
Claire Balding, I reckon she'd be a terrifying traitor.
Yep, she'd be good.
Yeah. Joe Wilkinson would be great TV.
he's brilliant. He's
it
so
would
funny.
Be great TV, wouldn't it? Oh. I don't know. I think Nick Mohammed's not a bad shout, you know. It's going to be so... That's a hell of a lot. I think it comes out towards the end of the year.
Oh, does it?
Okay. So you would do it.
I'd do it.
But you'd be rubbish at it.
I don't think I'd be good at it.
Yeah.
You'd jump at it, would you?
Oh, I'd love to do that.
Yeah, yeah.
There's not many I would do. Right, I'm going to throw shows at you.
Mm.
Would you do them?
Okay.
Strictly Come Dancing.
No.
No, me neither.
No, because I can't dance, as has been proven.
So. Yeah, but you... You don't have, yeah. What about when we were at Chris Moyles' 50th?
Yes.
And you and I were complaining that we were too good at dancing.
That is true, but unfortunately, you can't have 6 pints before you do Strictly.
Don't think
you?
There's anything in the rules about that.
Okay, sure.
I mean, Claudia Winkleman does.
Yeah, that's true.
Or legally. That's libelous. That's libelous. She has 7. No, she doesn't. Okay, no Strictly Come Dancing. Do you know what I find? You know, they call it the Strictly curse where you run off with the dancer.
Yes, that's right.
It's not really a curse, is it? Like, a curse in olden days was like a witch would put a curse on you and terrible things would happen to your family.
Yeah.
The curse now is you run away with an exotic dancer.
Yeah.
I'll take my chances.
Doesn't sound horrific when you say like that, does it?
I'm a celebrity.
No, I don't know. I'd be too... Because I'm scared of heights.
Yeah.
Really scared
same,
of heights. I'm
same.
Not good. I don't mind eating weird stuff, but I'm scared of heights and I'm a bit claustrophobic.
Apart from that. I always think the I'm a Celebrity experience would be amazing. Mm. I'd like to do it, but with it not being on television.
Yes.
I'd just like to stay in the jungle for a few weeks.
Absolutely right.
I'd do all of that. It'd just be a shame it was on ITV.
It's more of a holiday type vibe to it.
Celeb Big Brother.
Yeah.
Would you?
Don't mind that. I've been in the Big Brother house before. We stayed overnight in there. That was weird.
I think that would be my least favourite of all of them.
Really?
I couldn't be trapped in a...
It's so dependent on who you're with, isn't it?
I know, because imagine, you go in day one.
Yeah.
If they just sent in a load of nice people, lovely.
Great, yeah.
But they don't.
No.
They send in the strangest collection of human beings.
Yeah.
And there'd be a moment where I was sat in the kitchen looking around going, what have I done? Yeah.
You're having a conversation with a YouTuber in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Going, what am I doing?
What would be your dream one?
Celebrity Apprentice would be good. I think I'd be an asset.
Do they do Celeb Apprentice?
I don't know.
But surely not, because you have to turn up with a business proposal.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. I'd be good on that, I think, probably. Yeah. What about you? What's your go-to?
I'd love Race Across the World.
Oh, yeah.
Would be amazing. I think it'd be a hard sell to my boss to let me have several weeks off work.
Yeah, it is quite a stretch, that, actually, isn't it?
And Taskmaster. That would be my number one.
Yeah, of course.
That would be the number one.
You'd be good on that.
I'd love that.
Hmm.
But despite the fact that I'm now very friendly with Alex Horn, not a peep.
No, nothing.
Not a peep.
No.
Anyway, the Celebrity Traitors lineup. Go and check it out, but it looks very, very good indeed. And, of course, Celebrity Coach Trip, because my mum went on it and then had a bath with the Chuckle Brothers.
Of course you did. So. And that photograph.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
So I'd like to go on Celebrity Coach Trip, but under the proviso that I also get to have a bath with, sadly, only one, a Chuckle Brother.
Yes, that would be nice.
Right, Wednesday morning, Jenny Faulkner's going to give us loads of marathon advice in just a sec. But first, David Bowie, Let's Dance on Radio X.
Shoes and dance the blues.
Dance, dance.
To the song they're playing on the radio.
Let's sway.
While color lights up your face.
Just been discussing the celebrity traitors lineup, and well, it's magnificent. Excellent. Stephen Fry, Alan Carr, Nick Mohammed, Tom Daley, Jonathan Ross, Paloma Faith, Joe Wilkinson, Claire Boarding, Lucy Beaumont, Charlotte Church, Kate Garraway, amongst others. Proper lineup, that. Proper lineup. You don't see lineups like that anymore. we were just discussing which TV shows we would actually want to do. Naked Attraction, a few people have texted.
Oh, of course.
Of course.
Absolutely.
Of course. As soon as it went up.
Yeah.
Beyond the Waist. Oh, that's Dom.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly there.
There he is. Is. Thought I recognised him.
Yeah.
I was saying I'd love to do the race across the world, but I don't think I'd get the time off work.
Yeah, it's quite a chunk of time, isn't it?
And he says, very confident of yourself, Toby, to think management wouldn't want you to go off for another project.
That's a good point.
I'll go into the meeting going, now, Devo, before you say no, yeah. I may have to be off the show for 6 weeks. Yeah, no, go for it, mate.
That's it. Sign here.
Well, you don't know what I'm going to do yet. No, you crack on and best of luck with it. Andrew Jenkins was the best traitor. That says James on the text here. So, do you remember him?
Yeah, I don't think he was the best traitor.
Big Welsh guy.
Yeah.
He did a huge charity walk last year, I think it was. It was around the same time I was doing the pedalo.
Right.
Because I sent him a motivational message.
Right.
Because I think he's a Radio X listener.
Oh, okay.
And I did an impression of him to him.
Ah, how did that go down?
Well, do you remember at the end, he got caught out at the end of the show, didn't he?
Yes.
Because I think he said the word, he said a word.
He slipped some, yes.
And they said, and his justification was, you know, I wouldn't say that word, you know, I said dodgy.
Yeah.
You know, what he was saying, what he was thinking of, I said dodgy.
Yeah. He's Welsh.
And that's the impression I sent to him.
Yeah, that's good.
And I think he appreciated it.
Yeah, he must have.
Yeah, yeah. Toby, I would wait until Claudia was walking around at the beginning, and then when she walked behind me, I would tap the person next to me on the shoulder.
Oh, that's
genius.
Now, that's good.
That is genius. And he says, I could see Dom going on the farm, the show where Rebecca Luce charmed a pig.
Yes. I mean, never say never. Do you know what I mean?
They must say, the producers definitely sound the traitors, don't they? Especially after, I think, in the first season when that Kieran guy ruined it for Wilf.
Yeah.
You obviously can't now. Because I always think the traitors are very restrained when they get booted off.
Because they could blur anything out.
Yeah, because also, I'm sure in their contracts that they say, look, don't, you know, don't do this, don't do that. But once you're not going to win the money, there's nothing to stop you going, I'm a traitor, so Steve, right, see you later, I'm off.
I would sing that.
Okay, coming up to 8:30, in a sec, ahead of the London Marathon this weekend, Jenny Faulkner, who is a marathon expert and the host of Run Pod, and a very, very lovely lady, is going to be chatting to us in just a sec. So stay there.
Radio X.
With Škoda, the big electric test drive event now on.
Radio X.
This is Radio X.
Right, time for Dulux Trade Vinyl Mat.
Diamond.